Welcome to MarketSnap's SWOT analysis for Prospect Capital Corporation, or PSEC as it's known on the ticker. If you're a long-term investor looking to build wealth, you've come to the right place. Today we're diving deep into this business development company to uncover what makes it tick, what's holding it back, and where it might be headed. So grab a coffee, let's break this down together, and figure out if Prospect Capital deserves a spot in your portfolio. First off, for those who might not be as familiar, Prospect Capital is a player in the financial sector, specifically in the asset management and custody banks industry. They focus on providing financing and investment solutions to middle market companies, often through private equity and debt investments. Think of them as a lender and investor rolled into one, operating out of the U.S. with a decent-sized team backing their operations. Their market cap places them as a notable mid-cap player, and they've been around long enough to have a solid footprint in their niche. Now let's touch on some recent vibes around the company. News headlines have been buzzing with updates on their latest moves and market sentiment. There's been chatter about their portfolio adjustments and how they're navigating the current economic landscape. Some of it positive, some raising eyebrows. Performance-wise, their stock has shown mixed results across different timeframes. Over the past year, they've had some ups and downs, but I'll save the nitty-gritty for our SWOT breakdown. Let's just say their short-term trends are worth watching, especially when stacked against their industry peers. All right, let's get into the meat of this analysis with a full SWOT breakdown for Prospect Capital. I'll keep it conversational, but we're packing in the details, so stick with me as we unpack their strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. Strengths: solid income generation. One thing that stands out right away is Prospect Capital's ability to generate consistent net investment income. Their latest earnings call for the second fiscal quarter of 2025 highlighted a strong performance in this area, which is a big deal for a business development company. For long-term investors, this signals reliability in cash flow, especially since they're focused on middle market lending and investments. High dividend yield. Speaking of income, their dividend yield is a juicy highlight. Based on the latest metrics, it's well above average for their sector, making them an attractive pick for income-focused investors like many of you watching. Who doesn't love a steady payout to compound over time? Diversified portfolio. From what we've seen in their financials and earnings summaries, they've got a diversified set of investments across industries and deal structures. This isn't a one-trick pony. Their spread helps cushion against sector-specific downturns, which is key for stability in the long haul. Strong liquidity position. Their balance sheet shows a healthy amount of cash and equivalents, paired with a decent current ratio. This means they've got the flexibility to handle obligations and seize opportunities without breaking a sweat. It's a reassuring sign, especially in choppy markets. Weaknesses. Debt levels raise concern. Let's not sugarcoat this. Their debt-to-equity ratio is on the higher side. While they've got the cash flow to manage it for now, a heavy debt load can be a drag if interest rates spike or if economic conditions tighten. For long-term holders, this is something to monitor closely. Underwhelming ROE and ROIC. Their return on equity and return on invested capital metrics aren't exactly setting the world on fire. Compared to some peers in the financial sector, they're lagging, which suggests they might not be squeezing the most value out of their capital. Efficiency matters, and this is a red flag for me. Mixed short-term performance. Looking at their stock performance over the past few months, it's been a bit of a roller coaster. While I'm not here to focus on day-to-day swings, this kind of volatility can spook retail investors, even if you're in it for the long game. It's not a deal breaker, but it's worth noting. Opportunities: middle market growth potential. Prospect Capital is well positioned to capitalize on the growing demand for financing in the middle market space. Their earnings call mentioned strategic investments in this area, and if they play their cards right, this could be a major growth driver. With bigger banks often overlooking smaller firms, there's a gap they can fill. Favorable forward valuations. Let's talk numbers for a sec. Their forward PE ratio looks reasonable based on analyst estimates. Compared to the industry average, it suggests the stock might be undervalued relative to future earnings potential. For long-term investors, this could mean a buying opportunity if other fundamentals align. Sector tailwinds. The broader financial sector has shown resilience, with some positive performance trends over the past year. If Prospect Capital can ride this wave and continue diversifying their funding sources, as they emphasized in their earnings call, they could see a nice boost in the medium term. Focus on liquidity and funding. Their management seems laser-focused on maintaining strong liquidity and diversified funding, which could open doors to new deals or help weather any economic storms. It's not flashy, but it's a smart play for sustainable growth. Threats. Economic sensitivity. Here's the harsh truth. Business development companies like Prospect Capital are sensitive to economic downturns. If we hit a recession or if interest rates keep climbing, their portfolio companies might struggle to repay loans, and that could hit their bottom line hard. It's a macro risk you can't ignore. Competitive pressure. The asset management space is crowded, and they're up against some heavy hitters. If they can't differentiate their offerings or keep deal flow strong, they risk losing ground. Their earnings call hinted at a robust strategy, but execution will be everything. Regulatory risks. Operating in the financial sector means they're always under the regulatory microscope. Any changes in policy or compliance costs could weigh on profitability. It's not something they've flagged recently, but it's a lingering threat for the industry as a whole. With their debt levels, rising interest rates could increase borrowing costs and squeeze margins. It's a double-edged sword. Higher rates might help their lending yields, but they could also hurt their balance sheet if not managed carefully. Now, let's zoom out for a moment and tie this together with some broader insights. On the financial front, their revenue and net income have shown steady trends in recent years, though growth isn't explosive. Free cash flow remains positive, which is a good sign for sustaining those dividends, but I'd like to see more aggressive reinvestment or debt reduction given the current leverage. Their capital expenditures are minimal, which makes sense for their business model, but it also means growth is tied to deal-making rather than internal innovation. Compared to industry trends, they're holding their own, but they're not leading the pack. One thing that caught my eye from their earnings call was the emphasis on navigating future challenges with a strong balance sheet. Management seems aware of the risks, and they're not just sitting on their hands. For you long-term investors, this kind of proactive stance is encouraging, even if short-term bumps are inevitable. And speaking of short-term, while their performance over the past few months has been uneven, I think the dividend yield and forward valuations offer a compelling case for patience if you believe in their strategy. So what's the final takeaway for Prospect Capital Corporation? From a long-term investment perspective, they've got a lot going for them, with a strong income stream and an attractive dividend. But the debt levels and economic risks are real hurdles. If you're building a portfolio for wealth over decades, this could be a solid income play, provided they manage their leverage and keep executing on middle market opportunities. On the flip side, if macro conditions sour, you might feel some pain. It's not a slam dunk, but it's not a pass either. Definitely one to watch closely. Thanks for sticking with me through this deep dive. If you found this analysis helpful, make sure to stay tuned to MarketSnap for more daily stock market summaries and in-depth stock analyses. We've got you covered in video, audio, and article formats, plus bullet point swap breakdowns on the platform. Drop your thoughts on Prospect Capital in the comments. I'd love to hear if you're holding, buying, or just watching from the sidelines. Let's keep the conversation going, and I'll catch you in the next one.